This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Dibs, your 5.5 thing might be accurate. It's not going to break my stride. It's too early to worry about that. I have said for weeks and weeks, get over 500 and we'll talk. So today we talk.
Yeah.
I don't think this is going anywhere. Not yet. I don't. It would be silly to predict that at this point. The Giants still need to win almost all of their games, and they would need help. That said, on many levels, I think last night was the exact game that Giants fans needed to see. They needed to see that.
That was pretty awesome.
It had characteristics of fire, fight, home runs, and I think above all, what fans really respond to, unity. The Giants, for the first time in a while, look like some sort of a unified front. Where it goes, I don't know, but I think they've saved Bob Melvin's job. They might have gotten back into the playoff race here at the buzzer, but there's personality suddenly involved in this. Again, there's some fight. There's just something to sink your teeth into. Giants fans have been looking for a game like that for a while.
And it's a game that came at the tail end, hopefully not the complete tail end, of what was an unbelievable stretch of wins. Coming off of a stretch where, oh my God, they couldn't beat anybody, including getting swept by the Mets, which is why you don't hold the tiebreaker. And that's why I was saying you're 4.5 back, but you're really 5.5 back, because the tiebreaker now is head-to-head. They don't have a game 163 anymore because baseball went to this cockamamie wild card series.
Too bad.
It's not a wild card game. And it's now where you play 162 and then we go to tiebreakers. And so they don't hold the tiebreaker against the Mets. I'd have to look if they do against the Reds. I don't know if the Reds can actually get over the Mets. Right now it feels like it's the Mets are the team that you would target. And I know the Mets have a game coming up here
The Mets lost.
The Giants have the chance to game.
Yeah, the Reds are hosting the Blue Jays a little bit later today. The Reds start the day with the exact same record as the Giants. So, yeah, that's why, like, I'm not going to worry too much about 4.5 or 5.5 until suddenly it's a thing with a week to go. Like, if it's a 2-game lead or a 1-game lead with a week to go, then we can play with that. But I would rather, in this moment, kind of focus on what comes from what has just happened. And the likelihood is this is not going to lead to the playoffs, but I still find it to be very important. There's a bunch of important stuff that has just happened for Giants fans. They get to see fight. They get to see unity. They are getting tremendous production from their two huge acquisitions this year, which is what everybody needed to see. And add all that up, and at a minimum, what it is going to lead to, I think, is A, Bob Melvin is still the manager of this team. Some of you think that's a good thing. Some will think it's a bad thing. But I think it's going to be Bob Melvin still the manager of this team. And it probably creates a completely different runway into next season, both for the players and the fans. I would think that this can lead to a new level of confidence. When you wrap up that amount of money, into players. They have to produce. And don't you feel better today about Devers and Adames than you did at any other point? You got to feel good about these two guys right now.
I've been feeling good about them for a long time, especially Adames. And if you want to look at Devers and his game log, he is now comfortable and he is absolutely mashing. And so if you want to think about next year, next year Adames will have been here for a full year. Devers will be starting out in camp with his new team. Chapman, I do still think, is a solid enough player to help you. And so you start to look at what you have going into next year. Yeah, it's exciting, especially with your core and in your lineup.
The other side that I think we have to address, and we did briefly there on the crossover, I'd love to know what you think about it. You and I don't always see eye to eye when it comes to dotting people and fights and all of this stuff. No one got dotted yesterday, but instead, you had a pitcher chase down Rafi Devers because he was looking at the ball too long, whether it was because he was pimping it or because he was body language trying to get it inside the pole or whatever, to me, is actually kind of irrelevant. Kyle went and found him. That's not okay. He then took it all the way to after the game. He had hours to cool down, and after the game, still stuck to Rafi was disrespecting me. That was in the first inning. No reason to do that. And it's just shocking to me that in 2025, there's still pitchers out there who think this way. And you don't realize that, like, dude, you've lost the audience. Nobody thinks this way anymore who watches baseball. Nobody. And if you do, you're probably rough and tumble, live in middle America, and you've had your 75th birthday. Like, I'm sorry. Nobody looks at it this way anymore. You got to let it go. You are not in charge of the baseball field like pitchers love to, like Bob Gibson. My mound, my plate, my this, my that. Get over there to first. Run fast, dummy. And everybody out there who says, boy, you Giants fans supported Madison Bumgarner. Not this part of him we didn't. I never did. You know that. We've talked about this a bunch. It's a bunch of crap. And any pitcher who does stuff like this, you're antiquated, you're expired, and you need to look at you. This is over. Let the players do what they do when they succeed on the field, the same way all of the other sports do. All of the other sports have people, if you want to call it that, showing one another up after every play. Football has it on every play.
Yep.
And nobody feels disrespected. Go get the next play. Then you get to celebrate. Well, I don't understand what's hard to understand here.
Well, it's different in football because if you want to, you know, gain 8 yards and show me up, well, I have a chance to tackle you and tackle you hard and maybe even 15 yard you and maybe knock you the blank out. In baseball, you don't really have that in the same way. And basketball is the interesting one where you might get posterized on a dunk. And when you get posterized, you don't often see the player like jump up and immediately try to fight a guy. You got caught. You got caught. You got dunked on. That's part of it. And, you know, you're on to Cincinnati. And in hockey, there is a certain amount of like, if you show somebody up, you're going to get the gloves dropped and you're going to actually have to fight. So. Yeah. It's a little different in baseball because you don't have that same ability to go out there and exact revenge.
Starting pitcher, you get to go face him again.
Maybe.
Face him. Maybe, yeah. Or face the next guy.
Right. And you know light him up.
But, no, you don't even need to light him up. Strike him out. And if you want to moonwalk back to the dugout, moonwalk back to the dugout. Like, here's the other thing that I bet a lot of fans don't know, and I'll just take all of the Giants' word for this. Dave Fleming spoke on it. Logan Webb spoke on it. Turns out Kyle Freeland is a mouth. Kyle Freeland is a bleep talker. Kyle Freeland is yelling at people from the dugout constantly when he's not even pitching. So this is a classic pot calls kettle black. This is a hypocrite. This is somebody who just got the wrong time, wrong place, who knows, whatever. You know, Shasky this morning was saying maybe he's dealing with something in his life. Because that classically looked like something that he was mad about that had nothing to do with that. I have no idea. But that was very far from the worst pimping of a home run that I've ever seen. Like, not even close. You went and chased him down. It's odd that Freeland would be like, oh, it's only the first inning. I would respond, yeah, Kyle, it's only the first inning. You face two batters. Why are you already chasing one over to first base and yelling at him? Relax. Go get an out for once. You haven't all year. Like, this whole thing just reeks of his own frustration boiling over.
Well, they're a 100-loss team. Yeah. So, yeah.
So what? Like, you don't get to take that out on the other team. Not in that way. Like, if one person should be suspended from this, it's no doubt Kyle Freeland.
Right. That's who. That's why the umpires huddled and realized that, you know, Rafi Devers should be allowed to circle the bases his route got kind of cut off by the first baseman, then the first base umpire. And, you know, he could have just blown through it and rounded the bases, but I don't think that would have diffused it. You know, Freeland clearly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wanted a piece of Rafi Devers, and so Devers got the first, and he's like, what? Yeah, let's dance. So let's go ahead and do this. And that was something that I don't think I've ever seen, where a guy hits a home run, and he doesn't touch all four bases, and he goes out of the baseline, and it's like, you know what? We're going to put you back on first, and then now you can jog around 10 minutes later. That was crazy.
Yeah, they basically talked for 7 minutes and came out, and they went, that was not his fault. I mean, if you really want to slow-mo this, go to Devers' first facial expression. His first facial expression is, the hell are you yelling at me for?
Right.
Like, what's your problem? And then it's, you know, it's the whole, like, just run. Shut up. I'll get around the damn bases when I damn well please. Who the hell, like, why? It's no different, the conversations you and I have had about umpires. So in baseball, there's this... umpires have decided that the players are their kids. They get to send them to their room. You're not allowed to talk to them. They can talk to you, but you can't talk to them. And pitchers have this mini version of this. For whatever reason, because they're the ones with the ball to start the play, they've decided this is their field. It's my plate. It's my batter's box, my field. And now I get to tell you what speed you're supposed to... Who died and put you in charge? Pitch. We'll hit. We'll handle what we do out here on the field. You don't have anything to say about this.
Well, they have a lot to say, which is I could throw the ball and oops, that one got away from me at 97 in your ribs.
Enjoy the bench.
Sorry
then.
About that.
Yeah, enjoy your shower.
Sure. I mean, it doesn't automatically mean you get ejected. And I wonder how Colorado reacts tonight where, you know, if you're a team that is unified, like you talked about yesterday, where, you know, Adames comes out, Chapman comes out, and they get ejected because they were, you know, pegging up for their guy. So if you're Colorado and you're unified, your starting pitcher, maybe you start an opener, and you just go ahead and light up Devers away.
Maybe. I mean, it is getaway
day. You should.
Keep an eye on it tonight. It's getaway day. And the two people who got thrown out are not the people the Rockies were mad at. So, yeah, if I'm Devers, be on alert. But guess what? So will the umpires. And you damn well better believe if that happens, tons of people are getting thrown out. But if you're 39 and 100, who cares?
Right. Exactly.
So I don't know.
On Colorado, I'm thinking, you know what? Let's start somebody who we don't really need, and let's go ahead and light up Rafi Devers one time in the ribs.
Who cares if it is the starting pitcher? What is it that the Rockies need?
Not much.
They're just playing out the schedule. Yep.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.